Hey, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Jason Smith today at Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president and CEO. He's had a busy day here this morning at Good Morning Manhattan. He's joining us here today, and then he's got some other presentations later. Of course, he's a member of that task force. He's co-chairing the task force on the recovery efforts here locally with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi president and CEO. So you're just kind of a all over the place right now.
It is, and then I'll be joining the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corp at 4. So it's an interesting day, and certainly different in that it's all done from your office now, right? I mean, 3 months ago, that would have been you'd have hopped in your car and gone to 4 different meetings, including be at the radio station.
And so you're saving gas.
So now you're doing everything from your desk, and in some ways that's okay. I mean, you know, in some ways that has made things more convenient, but we certainly need to get back to being more social. I mean, we're social animals, and we need to be able to see people and interact with people. So I'm excited when we can start doing that again too.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, we're getting into the summer season here, Memorial Day weekend. This is a typically busy travel weekend, and you know, it's right around my anniversary. I was speaking to you earlier. My wife and I are planning to still do a little something for our anniversary. Not as glamorous as we would do in past years, but we are going to get away for a couple of days and go to Kansas City. And I think we're going to start seeing more people hopefully take advantage of some tourism opportunities, because, boy, that's an industry that's really struggling right now.
Yeah, we've seen the numbers, and those come in to us on a weekly basis. And we've ranged from a low of, 10% occupancy, which up to, I think the high was 35% occupancy. And just to give you an idea of the difference, our average, I think historically, is over the last couple of years has been around 65%. So if you think about those numbers and in relation to normal, and the hotels all stayed open. Well, we've had a few that closed temporarily because of just traffic, but they were deemed to be essential businesses, and so they've operated at reduced staff. They've operated, with obviously a lot less demand. That has also created a lack of revenue for the transient guest tax, which is how we fund our tourism efforts. And so we are in the process of going through a budget cutting process for tourism, and obviously there's a lot of businesses that are having to cut budgets, and we went through that process with our board this week, and it's disappointing, but at the same time there are some things that we do typically for tourism in terms of service to meetings and conventions that may be in town, and those just aren't going to be here for a while, so we are able to save a little bit of money because we won't have those kind of services that we have to present, and there's some other things that are fairly easy to cut, but we're going to keep an eye on it. And obviously, the two key elements for us, well, three key elements for us. Number one is, when are people going to be comfortable enough to start having meetings again? Because as it stands right now, I think most of the meetings that have been scheduled through the summer have been canceled or postponed. We continue to work with them to try to reschedule if they're not canceled completely and come back to Manhattan. But people right now are a little nervous about travel, and so we need those meetings back. We obviously need K-State at full capacity. We need students back and all the activities that go around that, because that's a big revenue producer for our hotels. And what's going to happen with football season? And I think it feels like, and I'm just speculating at this point based on what I read and hear on the media, that football season is going to happen maybe at a reduced capacity, and that's obviously going to affect our tourism business here, because we have a lot of people who visit Manhattan to go to football games. So it's going to be probably a pretty tough remaining 2020 in the tourism industry in Manhattan, as well as communities all over the country, but we are going to position ourselves to be able to respond quickly, and we're continuing to maintain dialogue with our normal meeting participants, people who have their meetings here on an annual basis, and look for new opportunities potentially because people may look for regional strategies instead of big national strategies. And so what can we do to position ourselves as a regional hub for meetings, a regional hub for people who want to take day trips or trips like you're taking this weekend, whereas last year they would have got on a plane and flown to New York. Maybe this year they say, you know, let's do something different. Instead of Manhattan, New York, let's go to Manhattan, Kansas. You know, now obviously that's a regional play, but you know, what can we do to position ourselves in that space as well? And so our tourism people are, and CVB people are working diligently on that. Dave Lewis, who is on our tourism advisory board, and that group has a lot of expertise too that we'll be tapping into as we set our strategies.
Mm. Well, you know, we talk so much about when the retail industry here and shopping local and shopping small and all that good stuff, but the hotels and such, they depend on out of Manhattan and out of Riley County people to come be here. Might there be an opportunity for a marketing campaign for these hotels to, hey, if you need a break, come stay with us and have a staycation or something like that, or maybe even as we get to start reopening and having events again, maybe businesses could start having their Christmas parties at places just to kind of help them come back a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right, and I think as you think about regional strategies you know, and it may be hard to get somebody from Manhattan to have a staycation, but what about somebody from Salina who wants to do something different for the weekend and, you know, can says, oh, let's go to Manhattan and spend a couple nights and do some of the things that they have there, or somebody from Wichita or somebody from Kansas City or whatever that just wants to get out of town but doesn't, you know, still isn't comfortable enough to get on a plane and fly somewhere. I think we have to think about what we can do aggressively in a 30, 60, 90-mile radius to get day travelers, to get weekend travelers, to get overnighters that want to come in, and just because they're looking for something different without, and they're not, we're not quite back to full-scale global national tourism like we have been.
It's going to be tough, and that's one industry I think that's going to struggle mightily here in the next year, and probably even a little bit further beyond that. It's just an unfortunate consequence of this whole pandemic that we're living under right now. Anything else today, Jason, that you want to touch on before we let you go?
You know, nothing specific. You know, we're obviously we're in challenging times. There are publications and in the media that specifically points out that college communities, university communities, are probably going to have specific challenges, and it relates to getting universities back to full steam, and that includes research, and that includes international students, and the full gamut. And so we understand the challenge that's ahead of us. We also, as an organization, and I believe very strongly as a community, we are positioned to do the work necessary to overcome these challenges and get back to where we all expect to be. And that is a growing economy with new jobs, people making more money, a vibrant tourism economy, and a place where people want to live, work, and play. And so we're all committed to this effort. Our business community, the people I've talked to, are all committed to this effort. And I would just ask the citizens, because we are known as a can-do community, let's continue to have that same spirit, and let's work very hard to overcome what has been hoisted upon us and create our own future.
All right. Hey, what time is that task force meeting start today if people want to tune in?
2:00. Okay. And it's on the city channel, and I think it's on Facebook as well. So,
okay. Very good. Well, Jason, we sure appreciate it, and hopefully next month maybe we'll get you back in studio next month. We'll see.
That'd be great. Brandon, as always, I enjoy the time on with you guys and look forward to visiting with you soon.
All right, sounds good. Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, joining us here on the show today. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.